Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing here. And in our last video, we talked about Direct Access. In this video, we're actually going to show you how to set it up. So Jim's going to take you step by step through all the screens of setting up the, it's going to actually build on the RDS server videos that he's already created. We're going to show you how to set up the Direct Access on top of the RDS and VDI infrastructure. We're going to use Remote Access Management to configure the remote access and actually show you an example of how to enable offline domain join using PowerShell through Direct Access. So very, very cool examples that we're going to show you step by step how to enable direct access and how to use it using PowerShell and djoin.exe. So if you want to see how to set up Direct Access, you're going to want to check out this video. Hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Hello there. In this demonstration, we're going to take a look at the Microsoft feature of Direct Access and talk about how it can be effectively used for small, medium-sized businesses all the way up to enterprises to grant access to corporate resources without having to establish a VPN session. So VPNs are dial-up sessions. They're not necessarily dial-up anymore. We still refer to them in that sense. But they're point-to-point tunneling sessions that are used to effectively place a device or a user on the corporate network through a logical encrypted tunnel. What Direct Access allows you to do is pre-configure a network interface to accept connections through applications and allow those applications to tunnel through and use corporate resources as though they were connected through a VPN. This is beneficial in a lot of ways because you don't necessarily have to configure each client with a dial-up point-to-point connection. There are some risks associated with it, obviously, because you're granting access into your infrastructure, so you have to manage certificates and you have to manage your sessions as well. So Direct Access builds on top of Remote Access. We've had Remote Access for a long time. Like I said, VPN sessions are probably the most common implementation. So my configuration that I'm sitting in front of right now basically has one server named DA server. And what we're going to do is we're going to build on the remote desktop VDI demo. And what we're going to do is set this machine up to provide direct access into the corporate network so that you can establish a VDI session to a virtual desktop infrastructure. So the first thing that you need to do is go through and install Remote Access. I've already installed this, but if you want to install it, practice it, you can. It's just going to manage, add roles and features, and check the box for Remote Access, and it's going to bring you right to where we're at right now. So the configuration for Remote Access is really a basic one. I haven't done any VPN or point-to-point sessions or anything yet. I'm going to configure all that during the demo. One thing I want to call out, though, is that we do have a network interface that's public-facing. It's called the public IP. And if I look at details, you can see the IP address is 206.10.15.1, which is a valid Class C address. That is a requirement for Direct Access. So for protection purposes, you're probably going to put this in a DMZ area so that somebody has to come through the corporate firewall, restrict access to particular devices, or even some type of a MAC filtering type interface. And then, especially if you're going to be doing anything wireless, you always want that in your DMZ. And then what we're going to use this as is our edge interface. And the edge interface is the public-facing IP component that's going to allow direct access into the corporate network. And then what they can access once they get on the corporate network is up to the administrator. We can restrict that down to VDI environments or file shares or file servers. Domain joining is a very important function of this. So offline domain join came out with 2008 R2. And what it allowed you to do is use direct access and perform an offline domain join operation. And the offline domain join would basically do an asynchronous connect, join the domain, and then now that computer account can be placed into a computer group. And you'll notice when I do this demo that I can select a particular computer group as to who is allowed to directly access the corporate resources. So 206.10.15.1, we want to remember that IP address. Okay, so to get started with this, I'm going to go into Remote Access Management. And you can see DA server is registered because it's set up as a remote access server. So I'm just going to click the Run Getting Started wizard. And you can deploy Direct Access only, or you can deploy with a VPN. It just gives you a second option. Direct Access means you don't have to have a VPN client. You're just using direct IP tunneling, whereas the VPN client would require you to have some sort of an SSL type session. And the VPN client, you can use the Windows VPN client if you want to for that. We're just going to install both of these in one shot. All right, so this is going to be an edge server in the overall topology. Now, I'm going to type in the IP address of my public-facing IP. You could use a fully qualified domain name if you had a firewall interface and a DMZ as well. So this is going to be 206.10.15.1. Now, I can click here to edit the wizard settings, or I can go back in after the fact and change this. I'm going to go ahead and configure the wizard settings as I go through. Otherwise, I can click finish and go through and do these configurations on the run. I'm going to show you both ways to do it. So I'm going to click the here button. Now, you can change your GPO settings and you can change your remote client settings. So what it does is during the setup, it creates a GPO and I can configure the GPO to restrict access, grant access, allow certain applications and infrastructure to be exposed. For remote access, you can see the default group is called Domain Computers. I've created a group called DA Clients and I'm going to go ahead and assign that group. So right now I'm going to remove Domain Computers and I'm going to add DA Clients. Okay, so now I've restricted to DA Clients and I'm going to enable direct access for mobile computers only. So we'll click Next. The next thing I'm going to do is set my remediation to ping the DC. And what this will do is validate that we can access the domain controller, which provides us with authentication. So that's going to be dc.contoso.com. And this should come back with a little green check. So we're good. So we're going to ping that as soon as we establish a session. So here we'll click Finish. This is going to do a quick review. So we've added DA clients, we've added a validation to ping the DC, and we're going to go with the default settings for the GPO for now. So we'll click OK, and then we will click Finish. And this goes and configures the group policy object and sets up our direct access policy. So we'll let this go through and finish. I'll go ahead and pause this until it's done. Now, once the configuration is done, you want to come up to operational status. And this will eventually come in and turn all the statuses to working. So we're going to wait for that to complete. Okay, so for this, you want to either let it refresh or you can just click the refresh button and you can see now where everything is configured and working properly. So we're moving right along. Now, the next step that we're going to do is we're going to go to our admin computer, which is whatever device you use to do remote configuration, generally the one that's got your RSAT tools on it. And we're going to enable offline domain joins, and we're going to do this with PowerShell. Okay, so I'm now logged on to my admin device, and I've got a short PowerShell script. Basically, what this does is it sets the execution policy to unrestricted, meaning I can run scripts direct. GPO ID is going to call from the direct access client settings, and it's going to perform a configuration allowing for domain joins, offline joins, to domaincontoso.com for machines that are in the DA client, and it's going to dump the file, which is a config file that we want to expose to all clients that we're going to give direct access to. It's going to dump the file called client.txt. It's going to add for accessibility to the direct access infrastructure for DA clients, members, DA client, dollar sign, which are going to be the computer accounts we place in there. Now, if you remember, when we set this up, we checked the box that says allow all mobile computers. What that does is it creates a WMI query and goes through Active Directory and restricts the results to just mobile devices, which would be tablets and laptops. And then copies the item to our root of our web server so that clients have access to it. So I'm just going to highlight line one and execute it. And I do that by hitting F8. And then once that finishes, I'll do lines 2 through 6. I'm going to click yes here to allow unrestricted access, and then we will highlight the rest of the script and run that. Now this script is documented very well in TechNet too, and there's a lot of other options you can use for the policy, but this is basically creating our export file from our group policy so that we can use that offline through a web server to allow a offline domain join from a device that is going to be using direct access. So this will take another second to complete. I'll just pause this until it finishes. And there we go. So we're ready to go. We're ready to allow a remote non-domain join computer to be configured for direct access, which is what we'll do next. Okay, at this point, I am on a non-domain join computer off on its own network, which is not connected to the domain network. If I take a look at the network sharing center, you see I got one adapter. So this is on a 172.16 network, which I've got a router set up to go to the 20.615 network. So this is basically somebody off on their own, not connected to the network at all, routable over the internet. All right, now, first thing we need to do is take this, what I did is I connected to the web server, which the public-facing IP on the web server is exposing client.txt. Now, once I bring client.txt up, from my direct access computer, then I'm going to save this down somewhere on my C drive so that I can run a couple of commands on it. So I'm just going to create a folder here called djoin for domain join. And we're going to save client.txt in domain join. Okay, that is done. Now, I've got an administrative command prompt up here. Now, the first thing you want to do is once you save this file down, you want to copy this down into the Windows folder. So I want to do a copy, /djoin/client.txt to /windows. And then, I'm going to go back one level, and I'm going to try my domain join operation. Now, client.txt is in the Windows folder. That's my provisioning file. So the machine I'm on right now, DA client, is part of a workgroup right now. So what I'm going to try and do is do an offline domain join through direct access. And then once I log on for the first time, it's going to create and provision my computer in the domain. So I'm going to run djoin exe / request the object file, and my load file will be client.txt in the current folder and Windows path variable of system root. And then this will be on local OS. Okay, so I'm going to run djoin exe, request object ID from the text file that I exported. Load file, client.txt should be in current folder, Windows folder. And then I'm going to go Windows path, pass my variable to my system root on the local OS. Okay, and the provisioning request completed successfully. A reboot is required, so we'll go ahead and do a restart of this. And when we restart, we'll log back on as our domain account. Okay, so we've just restarted this, and you can see we were logged on as DA client Ben Smith, which is just a local account on a workgroup computer. Now, the whole concept here is that we can't see the domain, but we did an offline join. So essentially what we did is we faked the system into doing a provisioning process during the domain join, which is going to allow us to access things that are accessed only by domain users. So we actually did join the domain. We just did it without being able to see a domain controller, which is key to provisioning direct access. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to log on as Contoso / Ben Smith. And my password. And we will go through our initial setup. So it's creating our profile now. I'll just kind of let this thing do its Okay, so now the final step in the process. I just opened up Internet Explorer and I navigated to rds1.contoso.com. Now, I haven't installed the certificate yet. That's why I'm getting a certificate error on here, but I just want to show you the connectivity piece. So now I am just going to log on as Contoso / Ben Smith, which is now a domain user logged on from a domain join computer from outside. And as you can see here, we'll go back to the network sharing center. My direct access has created a tunnel because the only connection that I have is still my 172, whoops, status is 172.16.0.100, which is not on the corporate domain, so I'm routing back through the direct access server. And like I said, the final step is just log on using domain credentials. This is a private computer. And off we go. So what you've seen here is that once you set up a resource, in this case it was remote desktop services, the process of configuring direct access is fairly straightforward on 2012R2. You install remote access. Once remote access is installed, you go through and you right-click on the desktop or the remote access server, and you'll see an option to configure, add direct access, configure a client group. And then the next thing that we did is we ran that the PowerShell script to generate a provisioning account for an offline domain join. We pulled the file down, went to an offline computer, did the offline domain join, and then we used Direct Access Client to connect over directly to the remote desktop server. So remote desktop server is a good example, but it can be used for just about any type of an application. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this demo up, and thank you.